youth,
creativity,
entrepreneurship. Here is a series of podcasts which testify
the experience of the European project
Atlantic Youth Creative Hubs by those who have implemented it.
This project is co-financed by the European Regional Development Funds
through the Interreg Atlantic Area Programme.
Network.
Opportunity.
European.
14 partners.
5 countries.
Here we are. Welcome to a new episode talking about H Project, Atlantic Youth Creative Hubs. This podcast series has been recorded during the COVID-19 situation. So today we are in the south of England, in Plymouth City, to meet Ellie, who is the coordinator of Plymouth College of Art. Hello, Ellie. Thank you for having us.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ellie Zawi. I work at Plymouth College of Art, and I've been the project coordinator for AYCH for 2 years now. So my mission was to organize the different activities locally and also work closely with partners across the Atlantic area, defining activities and also communicating about the project at the national, regional and EU level. Loads to do and to loads of things to look after. Overall, I guess the big mission that we have work within the development team at the college is to kind of bring in those external projects, outreach projects within the college. And those different projects like AYCH are going to bring new activities, new skills, new opportunities for the students. But it's also going to allow the college to organize activities where people and young people from Plymouth and from the region can come to. Great thing about European project is that it's available to anyone. Anyone can attend them. It's totally free. And one of the big thinking behind AYCH, and especially locally, was to kind of renew the youth service offer.
And also
try to not only gather young people together, but also teach them new skills, key skills that would help them to obviously face the future, come up with innovative ideas for the future. So we talk about societal challenges with the project. There are a huge number of them. We live in very interesting times. Obviously, we have issues like climate change, social isolation, and many others like youth unemployment as well. So how do we deal with those things and how do we empower young people to take actions and come up with solutions, ideas, ambitions? So that's been the big thinking behind AYCH and also behind the actions and the activities that we do.
You seem close to the young people.
Definitely got a big role to play, and I sort of include myself within the category of young people. I'm only 26, so I'm definitely encouraging them, power, take action, and understand the way we can face them. PCA is an art college, and it's been around since 1856, if I'm right. So it's been around for a very long time. Yeah, it's sort of run by makers and artists. And the big thinking behind what they do at the college is to sort of think by making. So there is a lot of making in the college. The focus on the making is huge, and that's how you learn. You make and you learn. And loads of the sort of practices that you see in the college are around art, but also around crafts and design. That's the key three areas where PCA is leading. And they've got a college, obviously, within Plymouth, but recently they also developed pre-degree school. So it's sort of like an introduction to the arts for young people that are between 16 to 19 years old. And they've also created an art school, which is, some people here in Plymouth call it the Red School. It's a big red building.
So, Elizabeth, who can go in your college?
It's for younger kids to sort of get more familiar to the arts and learn through the arts. So I use a lot of innovative pedagogy as their core principles. And one of the big ethos and sort of values of the college is creative learning. But there is also a big focus on social justice.
At the beginning, what was the focus of your art college?
Before we started working on AYCH, the big focus of the college was arts and creativity and being an artist and excelling as an artist. And what AYCH bring to that is, how do you answer challenges? So there is a big sort of focus on that design thinking, that vision for the future as well, that we were not obviously focusing on, and we've been able to bring that to the college, which has been amazing. And colleagues have adopted some events. And one of the big things that was in existence before AYCH was the incubation program, for instance. So there is no sort of intensive enterprise skills program for the students to learn. That's been amazing. And we've had incredible engagement with students, but also with other young people and participants from the city, because obviously it's free and anyone can attend. And we struggled a little bit to promote the program at first, because we were using quite daunting words like,
do you want to become an entrepreneur? Do you want to start your business?
Usually young people are not confident enough to, especially creatives or people that lack confidence, to go ahead and sign up. So we've used a different terminology like
join us and learn key social enterprise skills and things like that.
That's worked. Try to be inclusive and not used to specific terminology, especially around business, because people are not ambitious enough sometimes, or they think they don't have the skills, or they couldn't come up with an idea or a business when actually they can.
Does the AYCH project contribute to create new activities in Plymouth College of Art?
Yeah, definitely. So we would not really organize things like the creative jams, intensive ideation events like that. We would not deliver incubation programs. The international residency has been really a great activity to deliver as well. And we were not doing it before. So yeah, there's been a huge amount of new activities and new opportunities for the students as well, because they travel to different countries, you know, coming down to Spain, to France for creative jams. So yeah, that's been really positive. We are based at the college, so we're going to be offering those activities to our students. But because EU project allows us to sort of target young people in general, and that there is no economic barrier to it and it's totally free, we've opened the activities to anyone in Plymouth or around. So I've been doing a lot of work with the job center in Plymouth, for instance. So I try to create that connections with different organizations that would work with young people across the city. but also going to different networking events. There is a big one in Plymouth, which is called Digital Plymouth. Yeah, that was a great way of promoting the project and getting the words out with activities.
And what kind of young people are you working with?
So that we could have a really good mix of people at the end taking part in the events, you know, creatives, obviously the artists that we have at the college, but also other young people that would maybe be unemployed at the time, you know, looking to get those key skills and that sort of sense of community as well, because yeah, you meet new people and there is a lot of knowledge sharing. There's been like definitely new connections with organizations we would not really work with before. We've intensified the work with the youth services, obviously with having a partner within the partnership. We worked much more with Plymouth Youth Services, and that created new connections with different social enterprises in the city that would also work with young people. See a little ecosystem, if you will, starting to shape up. It was really the first time that we would deliver sort of intensive business program at the college. So we started by doing a bit of research, you know, what other universities were doing, where their incubation looking like across the country, but also from my experience working with different organizations in France, there was a few sort of models that we got some inspiration from. So there was this great initiative from Make Sense in France. So they do a lot of social innovation competitions. They work with the French tech a lot, and they have a great incubation program. So I kind of looked at that one and then other universities in the UK, what they were doing. So we managed to put something together. And also we sort of came back to AYCH and what are the goals of AYCH. And then it kind of helped us take that direction of social enterprise and social entrepreneurship to tackle those societal issues. So yeah, we sort of designed with two phases. The first one would be quite intensive with all the workshops. And then the second phase would be focusing on the mentoring and the networking and the pitching. That's how it shaped up, basically. We did it over 2 years and we had 9 participants joining the program. So obviously it was the first year we were starting. So I don't think we got the terminology right. And also in terms of recruitment, you have to start your recruitment very early. And I think probably started promoting the program 1 month for the start, 1 or 2 months, when actually you need to be promoting it to your networks a very long time before the start, so, and get your terminology right. So yeah, we learned from that. Although, you know, we had a great group, and even with 9 people, it was great to start with. And there was a lot of older participants got on very well with us as well, with the enterprise experts. And then the second year, obviously learning from that, started the recruitment 4 months before the start of the program and got 47 applications. That was really good. We did a big incubation launch event with pizza and drinks and everything that young people like. And in terms of workshops, we kept pretty much the same from the first year to the second one, although we decided to focus even more on the social enterprise aspects during the second cohort, and on different things like, you know, marketing in the digital world, you know, things that are really relevant to the world we live in, basically. Which is also quite, you know, fit for purpose in the UK, because the Social Enterprise Network started a few years ago, and Plymouth is a social enterprise city now. So there are lots of social enterprises here, and people are starting to know about this movement. And yeah, so it worked really well.
And are you working alone?
I worked with the different colleagues that are teaching at the college. And I guess one of the things that made PCA and Plymouth attract young people so much is that we make things at the college. You know, you're going to be making some dress or working with the fashion in the fashion studio. You're going to be designing video games in the immersive tech and game arts studio again, or it's about making. So I guess that's been a huge plus point for us. And one of the other things that made us quite successful, I guess, is that I was kind of looking at the different profiles that we were getting and sort of making sure that what they wanted out of the residency or what their business project was going to be featured during their stay. So they would either give presentations to our students or meet different experts, different entrepreneurs, start, you know, building networks. So yeah, it was quite customized to their project, to their personality, to their different interests. So yeah, they would make the most of their week with us. We've had to adapt with the whole global pandemic, sort of move to the online delivery for activities. So I think we're doing quite well so far. I mean, we're innovative enough to use tools like the one you've introduced to us, the Miro, which works really well, super interactive platforms. The different activities that we've delivered online, we find that obviously attendance can change. You know, you can have more participants joining or less. So there is quite a lot of adaptation needed around that. Spent quite a lot of time on the creative jams, I have to say. So time to prepare the event, to get the theme right. So obviously within AYCH, we had like different challenges and we had to link the challenges back to the creative jams. But when you look at those challenges, you know, it can be unemployment or it can be climate emergency. If you start a jam with a quite dry challenge like that, it's not really going to work, is it? It's not going to be attractive enough or inspiring enough. So we came up with good themes, I think, that were then adopted by other partners that were then developed international creative jams. So I'm thinking of themes like Reimagine Your City. That's one that was used a lot. So, you know, it's about reimagining the city where you live, the way you shop, the way you play, the way you move. There was a lot of work around that theme introduction and how you get the interest from the young people and how you subdivide those different themes. So we were talking about transportation. We're talking about carbon neutral economy, circular economy, community and solidarity, health and well-being. And that was quite inspiring for the young people because they could just pick something that they're really interested in and then start meeting other people that are also interested in those areas. And then ideas start bouncing and exciting events. But there is a lot of work that's going to those creative jam. And also, as you said, the space is very important. So we always try to have one main space where all of the event is going to be happening, not a tiny space with another room and another room and another room. That doesn't really work. You need a big open space. And you need to see all the teams working together. You need to capture the different ideas that are being developed. You need to have music in the background. You need to have loads of snacks. You need to ingredients necessary to successful creative jams.
Thank you very much, Ellie. And thank you for listening to this podcast. You can find more information about the AYCH project on our platforms. See you next time for a new episode.
Youth,
creativity,
entrepreneurship,
network,
opportunity,
European,
14 partners,
5 countries,
Atlantic Youth Creative Hubs.